Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Here we go.
Yahoo! Anyway, it's 9:16. Let's do your morning dump birthday.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump birthday brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. So, okay, we talked about this like a month ago, but now it's starting to gain some traction. Matthew McConaughey is really considering running for Texas governor. That's right. He really is. He apparently is, quote, feeling it out, making calls to influential political people in the state. For months now, he's been kind of kicking around. All right. If you vote for me, all right.
Everybody gets a Lincoln, man.
What's really crazy is a recent news poll from the Dallas Morning News said that 45% of Texans said they'd vote for Matthew McConaughey. Wow. Dude, that's huge numbers.
Why not? You know what? Why not? All the white hairs ain't doing it. You know what?
Yeah.
They've been proven to be kind of, you know, old school. We need somebody new in there that knows, somebody with a... with talent and drive. And
whether or not you liked Trump, I think what it did was it opened the door for people who didn't have lifelong political careers to throw their hat in the ring. You know, and you look back in the day, there were some people, I think like Sonny Bono, like, you know, before he hit that tree, like, I think he was like governor of like, or like a mayor of some town. I know Clint Eastwood has been like the mayor of some small town, not anymore, but for a long time he was in California. So it's happened before, but I think now on the big, like the big spectrum of things, we could see things like President Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Governor Matthew, all right, McConaughey.
Here's what it is, man. Here's what it is if you grew up in a political family in politics and you become the governor, blah, 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 you know, throughout your life, it feel like you've been influenced your whole life.
Yeah.
And you don't even really know what you stand for. You're just kind of, you know,
you're
like
just,
these people like Matthew McConaughey, he's definitely probably has something he stands for. He hasn't been in politics, so he hasn't been influenced his whole life.
Yeah.
He might have a good brain. You know?
I would totally vote for McConaughey, man. I think that would be the dopest governor. So yeah, the big question.
No pun
is
intended.
Yeah, it would be just high all the time. All right, man. They say say you got a joint,
right,
man. Smoke it here in the office of my governor office. I don't know what it would sound like.
I've been inside a black hole. Now I'm the governor of Texas.
This is crazy, man. So there you go, Governor McConaughey could become a reality. I know you joked about it before, but who knows.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, some sad news. The guy who invented the Post-it note has died. Spencer Silver was 80 years old. Actually, he discovered the glue that they use for them. He spent 10 years trying to figure out what to use it for until one of his colleagues put it on a bookmark. Post-its were first called press and peel pads, but apparently that name didn't stick. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I love Post-it notes. Anybody,
I know you do.
Anybody who walks into the IRS studio, what?
Hey, before you even say it, just count them. Count them right now.
Let's see.
How about this? Just count the ones on the monitor.
I'll count all of them. Let's see. Right now I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
Jesus.
14, 15, 16, 17.
You can see the screen.
18, 19. I have 20 Post-its right now that are in my eye shot at this, in the studio. Yeah, yeah.
You have a lot of things you need to be reminded about, apparently.
They're the perfect thing, man. Like, seriously, Post-it notes, they're the best invention ever. And I thank you, Spencer Silver, for making the glue that keeps my life together pretty much. So
next time I go into the studio, I'm just going to ball all of those Post-it notes up into it and throw them in the trash. You're going to freak out.
I will shoot you in the face if you do.
What about my passwords?
I will stab you in the neck with a knife. That is... I will tell you, though, it is kind of bad because I do have, like, a lot of passwords and stuff in here. So if anybody ever needs any of my bank account info or anything like that, just come into the studio. You'll literally have all of my important information. I got it all out there.
Post-it noted up on the wall and on the monitor.
Actually, here, I'm going to make a new Post-it. Stab Hunter in the neck with a knife if he moves your Post-its. There, now it's up on the monitor.
There you go.
All right, so there you go. You got Matthew McConaughey as the governor and the Post-it note guy. That is your morning dump part two. We will be back.
Brock